When does money begin to occupy a kid's mind? Well, we brought in an adult mind to tell us.
Well, that's debatable.
Here he is, money tracker Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, you're going to think that kids are little money grubbers, you know, immediately. But, you know, when Abby and Natalie were in the early elementary school, they really didn't understand the value of money. Now, I try to offer them a buck to help with chores that were beyond their normal duties around the house. But, you know, I was thinking it might be an incentive, as it is for most people. They didn't care because they hadn't attached a relative value to money. Studies show that while kids recognize money by age 3 or 4, they don't begin to value it until they've connected it to a personal experience, earning, saving, and spending it themselves. Until that happens, a dollar is just a piece of paper that adults seem to care a lot about. We do. Money can become personal the first time they earn and save for a toy, or when they realize that a $10 bill won't buy both a video game and a pizza. Around ages 7 to 10, kids start to understand trade-offs, that every purchase has an opportunity cost. That's when that light bulb turns on, and as parents, we can shape how they think about money. Well, first of all, let them earn it. Chores beyond normal household duties teach the connection between effort and reward. Encourage saving and goal setting. A clear goal, like a bike or a special trip, gives money some real purpose. Model thoughtful spendings. Kids watch how we use money. They can tell whether we impulse buy or we compare prices. And talk about it. Normalize conversations about saving, generosity, giving, and planning instead of treating money as a secret or a stressor. Kids who grow up seeing money used as a useful toy, not just a source of fear and status, well, they tend to handle it wisely. The lessons we quietly demonstrate today become the financial habits that they will hopefully live by tomorrow. And, of course, if you have any questions on this or other financial matters, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don just had his John Houseman moment there. Let them earn it.
Yes, let them earn it. That's the way we do it at E.F. Hutton.
They should still run that ad. Yes. That was a great ad.
Well, E.F. Hutton is no longer. E.F. Hutton became Smith Barney, believe it or not.
Okay,
the old firm that I worked for.
All right. One of those corporate mergers.
Exactly.
All that money trickled down to you, right?
No, well, it was a forced corporate merger because I think there was some scandal or something that happened. I can't remember exactly how it went down. I mean, it was 30 years ago.
Well, I hope John Houseman got paid.
I'm sure he did.
Let's hope he made out okay on that.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, and, you know, after you're hearing your report, Don, you know, some people might say that you don't have to be a kid to not know the relative value of money, because Americans seem to a lot of Americans seem to just,
put things
on credit or just do whatever they want to do.
Look at average household debt right now and bad debt, consumer debt, meaning credit card debt that's at 19-20%, you know. It seems to be growing. And the other thing to teach kids, hopefully, is I kind of savor this, is when you save up for something and then you get it. To me, it means so much more as opposed to instant gratification, where buy it now and we'll find a way to pay for it later. And to me, something that I saved up for, it just means more.
Yeah, when the bank of mom and dad is just handing it to you,
Yeah, we had a thing, and I don't know if you had a similar thing or not growing up. I've talked to other people who have. My parents, if we wanted something big, we need to save up half for it.
Okay.
You know, so if I wanted a new pair of head skis and it was $120, I had to come up with $60.
It's like a matching grant.
That's exactly what it was. It was a matching
grant. It's a matching Don grant.
Exactly.
Put-um-pum.
Yeah. So anyway, I just think we don't often think a lot about kids and money because we just assume that it's going to be learned in school. And some schools do teach, you know, have economics like that, but it's up to us as parents, you know, we've got to show them the way so that they don't repeat mistakes we've made and carry on the tradition of debt and all the rest of that.
So you've got your Han Solo coat on again today.
I do.
For the ice planet Hoth.
It's Chile.
Yeah.
We did, my guy got in the sod yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He did. He did. He watered it down. He says, don't worry. If we get a few freezing days, we'll be fine. But we just got to keep some water on. We are expecting some warmer temps, I guess, later the weekend and going into next week. So hopefully it'll root.
And what is the purpose of the project? Remind us again.
Well, I stripped out a bunch of junk. I mean, the woman I bought the house from had a wonderful garden, but I mean, she was like a master gardener, all kinds of little things in there. And it was just too much work. And so I like the mid-century thing. So we made a very simple, put down some pavers, expanded the patio, and then moved the hot tub back to the corner there. So, and then just sodded all the way around it and put in a small bed. So. Just low, very low maintenance, hopefully. Just like mowing and that's it.
All right. Good to hear. Get the sod update from Don Green.
I'll let you know whether it takes or not.
Right. We'll be over to your place in the spring.
There you go.
Backyard, well,
the hot tub.
Barbecue.
Once I get that hot tub hooked up again. Yeah, baby.
I don't think you want to see either of us in a hot tub.
That's a good point.
All right, Don, zip up that
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Stay warm.
Okie dokie.
Good morning, John Whitmer.
Good morning. Nice to be here again. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Jad Chambers.
Hello.
We've already had Dave Wilson from KUIN down the hall come in and talk about how cold he was. And Max over at KFH came in and bemoaned to me how cold he was. He said he couldn't even feel his feet.
It's a little chilly. It's not too bad.
I know. It's 21 degrees. And once that sun comes up, looks like it'll get into the 30s.
Yeah.
It's early December. What do you want?
That's right. Yeah. And this is an average right now. I think actually tomorrow it's going to be up in the almost 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So not too bad. You know, it's what you expect. It's December in Kansas.
Exactly.
It could easily be in the teens.
It could.
So be grateful.
I remember December tornadoes fairly recently.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
This is another big day in Steve McIntosh mega month.
That's right.
This is Steve's birthday today.
That's right.
And
I forgot.
I never, ever remember Steve missing a December 4th being on the air on his birthday. Do you, Jad?
Well, maybe.
He's always here on his birthday.
Maybe we'll get lucky and he'll call in.
He might. I don't know if I remember specifically remember him missing one. I know that I'm almost the exact opposite. It's really rare for me to actually be here when my birthday rolls around, so.
Yeah, you guys go at it differently.
Yeah, exactly.
But this year, Steve is not here on his birthday. So we wish Steve McIntosh a happy birthday today.
Are you guys going to sing?
No.
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 I've seen you at Gridiron. You can sing.
That's for paying customers.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is if we give you $5, you'll sing happy birthday.
That's not near. That's not enough.
Not enough.
Got a much higher pay scale than that.
I already get a pretty good salary off, you know, for not singing. More people.
Oh, we pay you not to sing.
Exactly.
Got it.
All right. So it's Steve's birthday today. And then tomorrow, Steve's got a gig as we have our weekly Taco Bell cash giveaway here at Christmas. As a Taco Bell is giving away Christmas cash, you can listen and find out the location for your chance to be one of those lucky drive-thru customers. If chosen, we choose them at random. And if you are the lucky car in the drive-thru, you get money. How much money is for KNSS?
98.7?
We're 98.7, so we give away $98.
That's not a bad deal.
So Steve McIntosh tomorrow during the noon hour is going to be at the Taco Bell at Seneca and Pawnee. And to one lucky car in the drive-thru lane, he'll lean out the window and he'll say, hey, here's $98 in Christmas cash from Taco Bell.
That's a heck of a deal. And you get tacos.
Yeah. So you get whatever you ordered.
You get lunch and $100.
You have to pay for your lunch.
You have to pay for your lunch. Yeah.
Steve doesn't buy you lunch. In that, no.
Okay. Still.
Nope.
Still, you get tacos and $100.
And your Christmas cash.
That's a heck of a deal.
So once again, McIntosh will be at the Taco Bell at Seneca and Pawnee during the noon hour tomorrow, and one lucky drive-thru customer will get $98 in Christmas cash from Taco Bell.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.